USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. The suspected shooter in last Wednesday's shooting spree in Lewiston, Maine, Robert Card, may have left a note behind. Maine Department of Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soschuk describes the contents.
It's a note to a loved one, and he's saying that this is the passcode for my phone. This is the bank account numbers. I wouldn't describe it as a explicit suicide note, but the tone and tenor was that the individual was not going to be around and wanted to make sure that this loved one had access to his phone and whatever was in his phone.
Card's body was found Friday night in a trailer at a recycling center where he once worked as a delivery driver. Card died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Israeli military aircrafts attacked about 150 underground targets in northern Gaza Strip Friday night into Saturday amid the ongoing war against Hamas terrorists. The Israeli Defense Forces said Hamas terrorists were killed, while underground combat zones and other underground terrorist infrastructures were also destroyed. More than 8,700 people have been killed in the war on both sides since the October 7th Hamas terror attack. A full-scale invasion of Gaza is still looming as Israel has amassed hundreds of thousands of troops on the border with Gaza. Combining flu and COVID shots might pose a potential stroke risk for older adults.
A study funded by the FDA discovered that older adults who received last year's COVID booster alongside a high-dose flu shot may face an elevated stroke risk. They emphasize that the study's findings are preliminary and older adults are inherently at a higher risk due to their age. Patients are encouraged to consult their healthcare provider for a more comprehensive understanding of the vaccination risks. I'm John Schaefer.
The Texas Rangers wasted no time in tying the World Series at one game apiece Saturday night, handing the Arizona Diamondbacks a 9-1 loss in Arlington, Texas. Game 3 is slated for Monday night in Phoenix, with the first pitch set to be thrown at 8:03 p.m. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
A 90s TV star was found dead on Saturday night. Matthew Perry, who starred as Chandler Bing on the hit series Friends, has died. Police sources say that the actor was found dead at a house in the Pacific Palisades area of Los Angeles on Saturday, apparently from an accidental drowning. According to TMZ, emergency personnel first responded to a call reporting a cardiac arrest at the house. They found Perry unresponsive in a jacuzzi. No drugs were found on the scene and no foul play is suspected. Matthew Perry was just 54 years old. The recent mass shooting in Maine has revived discussions around assault weapons. President Biden asserts it underscores the necessity for a ban, but many Republicans remain unconvinced. Senator John Cornyn of Texas emphasizes the importance of preventing individuals with mental illness from accessing weapons.
It's not the gun itself that is the problem, because in the hands of a law-abiding person, they're not a threat to public safety.
In Maine, military authorities report that the suspected gunman began exhibiting erratic behavior in mid-July. The state has a yellow flag law in place mandating both a medical assessment and sworn testimony from police or a family member to temporarily remove someone's firearms. Donald Trump and his 3 adult children are slated to give testimony in his New York civil fraud trial. Donald Trump Jr. is set to testify on November 1st, followed by Eric and Ivanka Trump. The former president is scheduled to testify November 6th. They face allegations of artificially inflating their assets to secure more favorable loan conditions. Trump has consistently denied any wrongdoing. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.